podcasting right now?
Yeah, we're live.
Yo, right welcome now. Back to the Group Chat Podcast, everyone.
What's up, Pocket Watchers? Where we at?
Yo! I think we decided we're on season four. Right?
Welcome
we
back to season three. Four.
Is this season four, episode season. One?
Screw yeah, it, why not?
Season four, episode one.
Season four, JK. Episode one.
JK, everyone! JK!
Wait, JK. Dude, this is the peanut free table ground. Put that away, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yo, who remembers that?
OG. Welcome back, everyone, to the Group Chat Podcast, episode four.
Again. Sponsored by Code.
Today we're going to talk about stuff.
Sponsored by Group. Yet?
Yeah, use Code Group for 10% off anything you want. Double cups, they're back. BT Dubs, in case anyone cares. Lean, still here. Brand Risk, there. Bubbles in a can. Bye. Purchase consumer
really
sugar free.
Canada was like the new brand flavor, the peach mango. Peach mango is dude, and I tried it, and it tastes very delightful.
It's like it's really mango. Delicious.
My hair's in the fucking way now. Hold on,
dude. Yeah, you got long bangs. Something changed since last.
Damn, time.
That's your fix.
Yeah,
he just went like ew.
Yeah, all right, he's talking about my hair, guys. No, I'm not. I want to cut it really bad.
Lots to talk about.
Lots to talk about. Larry's
before
hair.
The podcast.
Yeah,
before the podcast started.
Things.
All right, so what are we talking about today? Tanner's sick.
Tanner's sick.
By the way,
that's
we've
what we
never done
about.
That.
Yeah.
Since when do we ever, like...
We have.
Have we?
I think so. Tanner's
sick.
I'm sick. That's why I have the green...
Yeah.
That's why I have the green light.
See, now I have a question. Was your green light on before you were sick or during? Which one?
Mm-mm. Red, right?
It was
red
last week.
But I have a hypothesis. The more red you are around, you're more angry. The more green, you're more sick. The more blue, you're sad, etc.
Whoa.
What's like
so just
all
be careful.
Negatives. What's the positive?
Yellow.
Why would green be sick? Because germs?
Yellow's happy.
Yeah.
So should
yeah,
I change it to
like
happy... Happy yellow or like
yeah.
No,
when
you're sick, so it has
like,
to be a status.
When I think so of it's yellow, just got to be green. Yeah, it is a status. Yeah.
Well, wait, happy next week's color?
Isn't like yellow like happy?
Ooh. Yeah, you missed that.
No,
train.
Like
it
sunshine.
Came around already.
Yeah, the sun is
dang.
Yellow.
Well,
and that's happy.
Does it ever stop again or no?
Yeah, the happiness train will always stop for Willie.
It
Chan.
Is a one. It's a one stop train.
Willie Chan.
Yeah, I've been calling him Willie Chan for the past like week and a half, maybe.
Dude, in that little group server that we have on Discord, did you change my name to Willie Chan?
I did.
I noticed that.
It's fitting. That's good.
I don't even know how that started.
It just makes me so happy to say. You know?
I know, it's so calling three of you, bro.
Yeah.
You're so calling three.
So calling three. Dude, but so, you know, you guys. So we've all been recognized, right? Come on.
Absolutely.
Hey, come on. As YouTubers, hey. We've been recognized
you
before.
You do stand back.
Yeah, yeah. But I'd never once been recognized by a superior of mine.
What?
So
what
today,
does that mean? Explain that one.
Today, my biology lab teaching assistant, who has been running the class for the entire semester.
You're no way.
Yeah, he said, I need to ask you something funny after class.
No way.
Okay. And lo and behold, he asked the fateful question, like, are you drunk? It's like, yes. But he knew that since class one, the first class. And
you
also,
promise?
And also, it was funny because he was helping me on my computer in the same class today before he told me that he knew who I was. And Nick, one of your Discord notifications popped up. And then he pointed out and said, I know what you are. And I thought, you know, it was funny because I thought that maybe he was just talking about because I am a Discord user. But then I thought about it more. I'm like, no, he definitely said that because it was Willie.
Wait, so I messaged and he saw my name?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So,
I know what you are.
He's the chillest TA I've ever had in my life. Shout out Seth, bro. I know you're checking this out.
Seth.
Yeah. Shout out Seth.
He's probably vibe. He might be watching. Hey,
dude,
know.
Let me show you. Oh, I don't have my
telephone on me.
I don't have my telephone.
For one of the assignments, we were supposed to get peer reviewed. Me and my partner, we were supposed to get our shit peer reviewed, but everybody left the class before we could get anyone to peer review. And so we're like, what do we do? And he just let us submit a selfie of us as the assignment, and then he put the selfie as like the intro to next class when we were presenting. It was really funny.
That's so fun.
Can I interject?
But
yeah, interject.
We played with bugs today. Yeah, it was fun.
What bugs?
Well, yeah, what kind of bugs?
Roly polies.
Yes, man. Yes, those are such a play.
Wait, how do you play with them? What'd you do? You just kind of like.
Well, we ran an experiment. We put them in a petri dish that's like two different petri dishes that are connected.
Put them under a tremendous amount of weight.
Yeah, we kept stacking quarters until they crushed. But it was one petri dish was light and the other was dark, and then over 20 minutes we recorded how many were in.
What was the outcome of that?
They prefer dark spaces. Who would have thought?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why you find them underneath rocks?
Wait. They hide underneath the ground.
What is
that supposed to teach you? Like,
it's just, it's supposed to be ethology, which is the study of behavior of animals.
Oh.
Okay. You've never heard of bug theory?
Yeah.
What's the theory and study of humans?
Dude, so much.
Psychology.
Is it psychology or is it also ethology?
Oh, it's probably, I don't know, because we have psychology, which is...
Jamie?
There's a weird Latin stem before ology.
There's anthropology, the study of humans.
That could probably be what he's talking about.
Not to deter the conversation, but did you guys see the balls on that one deer?
I did.
Yes,
I did.
I wanted to say it.
Yeah, I'm glad we all, like...
They're like...
I saw Tanner's face, he's like...
We grown a lot, because, like, I feel like... I feel like it's one of the first time where we've held our tongue.
Great job, guys. Because
we were having a conversation, I just saw these fucking boulders on the deer.
I saw it too, man.
Yeah, Grunk runs. He runs tests on roly polies and bugs. I run tests on the group chat and just play like animal videos until an enormous nutsack appears. And I look at the reactions
to
see
a trend of nutsack showing up on.
Yeah,
the
I really. Yeah, what is I'm not this, trying Isaac? To. I think it's just animals, man.
Let's see if this guy's got any.
Audio listeners at home, there's a big boar.
A boar just came on the screen, and I'm trying
there's no
to see
balls,
his nuts.
But it's just a big piggy.
Dude, and speaking of audio listeners, speaking of audio listeners, today's Spotify Rap Day as of recording this. And we saw a lot of your guys' minutes listened, and holy cow. I honestly didn't even know he had that much content out.
Yeah,
you probably know us better than we know each other by this.
Because, wait, pause. It also doesn't, it's crazy to think about, like, the amount of episodes that we had, because we took a break when we started uploading later in the year, and y'all still somehow listen like 40 trillion seconds of numbers.
Do people re-listen to podcasts?
They do.
Is that also
apparently.
They do.
Like, especially when they drive and shit, like when they're in the car.
Or doing a monotonous task.
I have a cousin who asked me about like certain topics that we talked about, and I'm like, I don't remember ever talking about that. And it's always a weird, like, we talk about weird shit, y'all. I don't know if y'all realize it, but we talk about
dude,
a lot
I'm
of crazy,
be honest,
weird shit.
After the podcast, everything that happened, I can't remember a single thing we talked about.
You just flush it?
I literally just flush it. I don't remember.
Yep. It's just like school where you just, oh, armadillo.
When people quote things that we've said, I'm like, I said that.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I'll
like
be
Tanner,
honest.
I believe when Tanner says things, they'll be like, "Oh yeah, Tanner." I'm like, "Yeah, I believe that."
I have a okay recollection of what I've said on the podcast, but there are things that people have like asked me about, and I'm sitting there shaking my head, like, "What in God's name? Or when did that happen?"
Dude, the worst is when they like recite something, and you kind of like look at them, and you kind of you smile, and you're like, "Oh yeah, that's funny. Like, where's that from?" Or like, you know, you don't really get it. But you and it's like they're reciting you.
I can't go back either because I can't remember the videos that well. Like, until I see a bit, I'm like, I know where that's from and I know exactly what it is or what. But I off the rip, never.
Okay, wait.
No.
I'll
like
be
that
real.
Lil Wayne text thing.
Lil Wayne what?
Lil Wayne text.
It's
like, oh,
when he's
oh,
like,
where he was like, they were telling him his own
better
lyrics,
wear latex.
He was like,
I said that. Oh, I said I'm that. The goat.
I'm the goat.
Wow, that's how we got view.
That's you're real. I think one of the reasons why it's like if somebody names a bit that happens, at least in my videos, I can pick out like precisely what the hell they're talking about, and that only has to do with watching it over and over again. I think I've said this before, but like editing eternalizes like bits in my head,
right,
to a point where I catch myself even reciting some of them.
Mm-hmm. Because you categorize things when you're working on the video.
I only eat eggs in a sandwich. I only eat eggs in a sandwich.
Eggs
in
a sandwich.
Eggs in a sandwich.
Not an egg sandwich. Eggs and a sandwich.
Eggs and a sandwich.
I actually just picked up my groceries on Monday.
Oh, huge. Get? Would you order? I'm curious.
Yes. Eggs.
Eggs and bread.
And bread.
Dude, and, no way.
And this delicious juice. The most delicious juice I've ever had. And it's
what is it called?
It's Tropicana.
That's right.
Is it like mango?
It's a
pineapple?
Tropicana Refresher. Strawberry peach lemonade, I think. Oh, it's just it's so good. It's so good. Heavily recommend.
I know I want that. I want that so bad.
So wait, everyone,
lazy Tanner.
All of you guys had your Spotify raps come out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be real, like I wanted to play a little game. Yeah, but at the same time I feel like dude, Grunks is so I can't even imagine. Like Grunk's music taste changes very often. He'd be putting me on. He put me on yesterday. I listened to a playlist like 3 times. 3 hours of the same songs playing. It was so good.
Oh my god, excuse me.
But Tanner and Larry have some pretty funny artists.
Yeah, mine's pretty damn obvious and it's like stupid.
Yeah, so like the top artist at least.
Because I stopped using Spotify like back in May or like April.
Tanner's is like Lil Yachty.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
And probably Ian.
Are you fucking serious? There goes my whole game. Yeah. Audio listeners at home. Fucking whatever. There goes my game. What it was.
Tanner posted it on his story.
I do post on his story.
Okay, wait, hold on.
I'm globally 0.2% listener.
He should be here in your room helping.
He owes me. He should do a concert while I'm sick.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Hey, T-Lil Boat here. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Dude, we could probably get him on here. We're like probably 2 handshakes away from that guy.
At least.
Probably two.
Bring the whole concrete.
Well, I'm curious.
Mine's pretty stupid. I want you guys to guess.
Actually,
yes. Yes.
Tanner and Isaac know. So, Grunk and Nick, you guys got to guess.
Nick's going to get it off the bat.
Number one. Say it
What's
out loud.
It's Frank Ocean.
No.
It's not Frank Ocean.
It's not Frank Ocean.
It's going to be...
It's stupid.
The Beatles.
No.
That's why I said...
Wait, is it... What generation is it from?
Right now.
Right now. Right now.
Ice JJ Fish.
No.
What? Well, he said stupid.
That's
is it really
now.
Stupid?
You said generation.
No, JJ Fish hasn't dropped a song in a decade and a half.
Well, that doesn't mean that Larry
Kennedy
is top.
That's the guy who made Chocolate Rain.
Can you imagine Larry
That's Tay Zonde.
Yeah, you're right. I'm forgetting my artist. I don't even know.
What about You Know Miles?
Nope.
No.
Oh. Okay, is it joking music? Joke music?
No, it's a real artist.
It's a real artist.
Yeah. But
are they a large artist?
Yes.
Kendrick Lamar.
Eminem.
No. No.
Eminem. Yeah.
Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber.
Think of Larry.
Larry's brain.
The Weeknd.
Well, like Larry's brain is vast.
Y'all, I'll tell you right now. I facepalmed when
it's
really
obvious.
It's really obvious once you
Travis
remember.
Scott.
No. Wait, to the listeners at home, pause the video.
Cardi.
Take a guess.
Yeah.
Take a guess. Comment below.
Yeah, it's Playboi Carti.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's a face.
Because when I thought of Larry and I think of like music, like it's either Frank Ocean or Larry talking about when he went to a Cardi concert and he didn't get to actually go. That's it. And he's like, my very first concert's got to be a Cardi concert.
Got to be.
So disheartening. So disheartening. I was so hyped too, man.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Cardi. I don't even know what mine is, I'll be honest.
I was about to ask you, Nick, but I also feel like your music taste is also...
It's just all AI music.
It's
going to
be probably...
AI
music. It's going to be Dark Trap.
Dark Trap.
It's going to be Cloud Rap.
Blade number one.
AJR.
Imagine Dragons.
American Authors.
Yeah. I don't know.
House.
Dude, back in COVID...
You can do it right now.
Ovid. Back in Ovid... my number one listen to artist was C418 because I would, I would always put on Minecraft music and go to bed.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
That's adorable. Actually.
Do you want to do it real quick and find out right now?
Sure, I can do it right now, real quick,
and
find out
how many hours.
Yeah.
Okay,
dude, what ranking were you guys for your top artist?
Probably not that high. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I was 56. So.
Well, fuck you.
Well, I don't know how to get to it now. 56%,
that's it?
No, I was number 56 in the world for listening.
I don't know how to... How do you get to it?
It's on the app.
Number 56 in the world.
Like, on
top
the leaderboard.
He's top 100
on
listeners.
I'm top 0.04%, I think it's dead.
Dude, you're top 100.
Of the number one person?
Of this guy? Of this person?
Of Les Raices de Nude.
Oh, well. Now that you say that.
Sure.
They're fired, dude. Everyone listen to Les Raices.
No, I believe it.
Changed
believe
my life.
Como te la vu, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hold on. I'm trying to make sure that my... How do I fucking do... I feel like an old man. How many, minutes do you guys have?
I think we're just... I don't know. Someone's sniffing the camera. Audio listeners at home. Someone's sniffing the camera. Audio listeners at home.
Yeah. I think I had like 71.
Okay, well, while...
71?
While
everyone... I didn't even think I listened that much, honestly.
Damn, mom. I'm spread thin because I'm on SoundCloud and Apple Music, and then I was on Tidal for a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I don't use really Tidal.
Tidal needs a UI update, and then it's fine.
Yeah. Like, I agree.
Because it'd be
Tidal's
so
got
great.
Good bones, but only that. No, nothing else about
Tidal. I do have a different number one on my
hey.
Apple Music, though.
It's cleaning himself.
Yeah, this deer dirty.
Yeah. Well, while Nick's filling out his questionnaire about music, Thanksgiving... happened over the week.
It did.
Raise your hands if you had deviled eggs.
My hands, so high.
No.
I did. I love turkey and deviled egg.
Bitch, I had half a turkey and I shit myself. I didn't shit myself, but I did have like a little bit of mac and cheese, a little bit of turkey, and a little bit of something else.
What?
Yeah. I forget they say that.
Yep. Age is just a number.
Audio listeners at home, you heard him say it.
Audio
listeners
at home
really just said that out of his own volition.
Wow, I got, dude.
How are you your age?
How'd you get 25?
Because I'm 25 years old.
Dude, I got 39. I got 39.
You're a divorced dad, bro.
I got 78, bro.
78?
Soul? God.
Oh, my God.
Viewers,
dude,
listeners,
my top artists are so embarrassingly bad.
I don't know why. I don't know why Spotify said that age is just a number, but they did.
You guys,
it was
so
on Nick's phone.
I'm looking at my Spotify right now, my little Wrapped thing. So I see my number one song.
Okay.
My number one song of this year was a Playboi Carti song.
Ooh.
Oh, really? 48, 39.
Is it Kane Live?
Old ass.
Or don't
rather lie.
Rather lie, I mean.
It's rather lie, yeah.
I'd rather lie. I'm just Willie Chin. I'm just a Willie Chin.
Bro, I listened to it 47 times.
Oh, wow. I haven't dapped in a minute.
Okay, so this is my top five songs. Rather lie.
Well,
number two.
Wait, we were supposed to guess.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Are they guessable?
Playboi Carti.
Yeah, they're all very guessable.
Is the first one's Carti. Timeless. Second one is John Legend.
John Bellion.
Yeah, dude. How'd
John
you do
Bellion.
That? No, John Bellion's not on this list.
Oh, yeah, you know who is? Kendrick Lamar.
Nope.
Dude,
dude, no.
Like
who?
I think I listened to that song one time on Spotify and then saw everything else happen. I was like, all right, never mind. I'm done.
I'm trying to think.
You like... Oh, you had a Kanye phase this year.
I did. He's on this list.
Oh, really?
Fuck. Yep.
Pre or post?
During.
Right as it happened.
Right when it dropped.
That's crazy.
It's actually. Actually, there's so many phases to him. Which one? Which time are we talking pre or post?
I'm going to bite my tongue on that. I'm gonna hold my tongue. It wasn't the best thing that happened to his career. I'll just say that.
I would say post is Vultures. When he dropped Vultures, that was like the start of like...
Yeah,
Vultures.
Yeah, so it was
Vultures?
Go ahead. It's in Vultures, yeah.
Oh, it's in Vultures. Oh, fuck.
It's in Vultures?
It's the Y with the dollar money sign.
Yeah. It's Ty Dolla Sign. It's a song with Ty Dolla Sign, yeah. Oh,
God, I think they're all with Ty Dolla
Sign.
Wait,
I thought there was just a song called Y, but it's the yen symbol.
No,
or something.
No.
Is it, okay. The one where he says, something about Alzheimer's. I don't know.
That's Vultures. That's Vultures.
Fuck, we're talking about Vultures 2?
Field Trip?
Field Trip.
Is it really Field Trip?
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Go ahead.
Okay.
You will get this one. You will get this one.
Really?
Okay. Chrome Beretta.
No.
Is it AJR?
It is AJR.
Pokeballer.
Is it actually?
No.
Pokeballer.
What's
for the listeners at home, I'm going to zoom in. really quickly so you can
for
see.
Listeners at for the home, listeners at watch home, watch me zoom. Do this.
Yeah, like I'm going to zoom in.
This is a science experiment.
So my microphone was buzzing a lot, and I'm able to kind of dissect and tinker with it. This is like actual DIY, because look, I could do this.
Nixon is like steampunk era. Whoa, you made it black and white on Nick's or on Isaac's fucking...
Wow.
That timing. You're effing with the bandwidth, man. Stop.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Oh, look at that. It broke. Talk. Oh, my God. Yeah. Broke God, fate has such a funny way of showing its ugly face.
Oh no, he actually broke.
He's listeners at home, could you do testing. Not
you know
hear
about the saying? One who plays with his toys always has fun.
I just played with my food. That's all that was.
But don't shit where you eat.
Yeah. You want to know? You want to know what my number one song was?
Yeah.
Is it Lil Yachty?
No. It was Coca-Cola, bacon, soda, cocaine.
Coca-Cola, bacon, soda.
Hey,
no
God.
Way.
I don't even know
that's
that
for the road
song.
Trip.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It was at the Gucci. It was Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane and Nicki Minaj.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Imagine if my top song was what was it called? We Love the Earth by Lil Dicky.
Oh, so
I was thinking,
hell yeah.
We are the world. When was the last time rich people came together like that for the good cause?
COVID.
Huh?
Yeah.
Rich
people. Either for like Bitcoin or like AI. I don't know.
Bitcoin.
It was for
a good cause. It was just like they just came together for that.
Wasn't it? Oh no! I thought there was like a bullying commercial, but I'm pretty sure it was just Snoop Dogg and Tom Brady.
Yeah. That did happen. Was that this?
I don't like the way you look.
Yeah, Tom Brady was like, "I hate you because you look different."
Are you serious? Are you serious?
This year? Nah, I think it was like last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, Tom, what the fuck?
Come on, man.
Come on, Tom.
Do you guys want me to just tell you the last three?
No. I want to guess. Still, I'm here. I'm still here guessing.
Is it another Kanye song?
No. Kanye's not on the list anymore. But there is an artist that has two songs on here.
Is it Drake?
Ooh,
interesting.
No.
Oh, so next,
Passion Fruit by Drake. One Dance by Drake.
Nope.
Marvin's Room by Drake.
Nope.
Drake. Drake is not on the list. Ian song. Is it an Ian song?
No.
Fuck.
He's like the last, he's like considered, I would say, like probably like the last major like superstar for like, you know,
weekend?
I guess either that rap helps. Or
the
like,
last frontier.
No,
the
like
last
I would
superstar. Netspin.
I would like classify him like as like they're not there would not really be, I don't think, another artist that's like him ever again.
Eminem.
There will not be an artist like him ever again.
What I mean by that is like the impact that he has, like
right, probably
like
Ugly God, no.
Fuck.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Ugly
God. Oh my God. Ice Spy. Yeah.
Dram.
It's Ice Spy.
Oh my God. Dram.
Oh.
No.
Nerds or whatever.
The Game.
No, it's honestly a rather new song. It's
Mexican OT.
It's 4x4 by Travis Scott.
Big X the Plug.
Oh, oh my Travis God. Scott. Okay. Yeah.
Highest in the room by Travis Scott.
Turn my windows up. Okay. What? Wait. Yeah. You said two songs from him though. So
yeah.
4x4. And I'm assuming the second one is "Fuck You." I don't know. I don't know what the
I don't think you'd get it. I don't think you'd get it.
I don't know.
Oh, is it is it "Drugs You Should Try It"?
Nope.
That would be an awesome reach of mine, but
I'm surprised it's not STP Interlude. That's such a sick interlude.
I was
interlude.
About to say that.
Smoke some, drink some, popcorn. Smoke some, drink some, pop some.
Damn, Willie Chan, what is he like driving around with?
Dude, I drive around with house music now. I don't even drive around
with
like...
Yeah, you do. That's why I'm like so stumped, because every time I'm in the car with you, it's always house music. I throw my balls up.
It's the other one is Skeletons.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Oh my God!
And then there's one more song on here.
Okay, can we get the artist?
Lil Tekka.
500 pounds.
It's one of those songs.
No.
It's one of those songs that dropped in the album.
Ransom.
I didn't listen to it.
It was from his newest album, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you're a big fan of that. You loved that album.
Dude, his most recent album was pretty
Dude,
fucking
yeah,
solid.
Yeah, Lil Tekka is actually sweet right now.
Was it the one where it's like, oh,
please. Oh, you're talking about Awa Awa? No, it's not.
Awa Awa?
Yeah, it's...
Oh,
It's on your own.
There it is. Okay. That's a solid. That's a solid rap.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good. Not bad.
That's not bad. Trying to gloss over that.
Who the hell are you?
That's not bad.
Sick. Cut him a slack.
I'm sick as a freaking
dude,
dog.
The guy
I'm
next to me
in
class
chair.
Yesterday, he's also sick, but he didn't say it out loud. But his voice was like two octaves deeper than it normally is, and it was so funny.
Oh my god. Yeah. He was putting on a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He literally sounded nothing like himself. It was nuts.
Danny, you got sick from leaving your window open.
Yeah. So my bed is like right next to the window, and I decided to sleep with it open when it was like 39 degrees outside. Great. So I felt all the cold air drape over my face, and I woke up.
We got a pretty crazy cold front here in Texas.
Bro, it's freezing here.
It is actually nuts. I think a lot of people down here are affected, but...
Snow on Friday!
Yes!
Oh my god! One to two inches!
Fuck yeah!
Yo!
East
Coast! Fucking lit,
get hype!
Yo.
Yeah, hype!
I will say though, the coldness that I experienced was like a lot of wind, and that shit hurt. It hurts to like.
Dude, I hate wind. It was. Right now, we're getting a chill. We're getting a chilled.
We're getting a winter. We're getting a freaking winter.
No wind as of right now. It's just cold, and it's like, oh, this is actually they're endurable.
Yeah, it's not a very. It's not good cold.
Endurable? What's the word I'm looking for?
It's
insufferable.
It's
It's not every time you're like endurance. It's like endurance.
Yeah, but there's a word for this. It's
tolerable.
Yes.
Endurable. I feel like endurable is a word.
Endurable.
It's not endurable.
I thought it was tolerable.
Endurable.
Popular. I gotta stop. Endurance-able. No. going back at that food, man. I shit myself real hard that Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what. Really? I'll tell you what, yeah. We had a 20-pound turkey, dude? That was a big
fucker.
Oh, my
God,
turkey.
We had a huge fucking thing, and it was not stuffed, but it was chill. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm. And, it was pretty good turkey.
We did.
Yeah, it was a good turkey.
I shoved butter underneath its skin.
Yeah, Tanner, when I came in, I was, like, out here and in there and out here and in there, and I dropped the video. So I was like trying to make sure everything was like going well on my end of shit, but the kitchen side of things. I walked out and I saw like an entire stick of butter under the turkey skin. Like the whole stick was
That's
just
what you gotta do.
Tanner was holding up two long things. He was like, which one's the penis, which one's the neck? I was like, I don't know. That is hard to tell.
I was like,
they both look like dicks.
Oh my god, remember the bag?
Yes. Dude. Okay. Well, I want to talk about that. Okay. Wait. We made our turkey. Like, we got rid of everything, and you know, we all thought it was okay. But after we cut into it a whole bunch, and it turned out great. It was really moist and juicy and perfect and shit. But there was like a hidden compartment in the turkey like tailbone where they stuffed the testicles of the turkey in a bag up into there. We didn't even know.
Whoa.
We had no idea. It was like a hidden trap door.
Whoa.
Why would they us that?
I don't know, but
they
were
fun. Expect us to do with it.
It looked like a brain.
No, they were
like
the balls. 100% the balls. There's two of them, and they were also
I
very
firm. I felt them. I gave them a little squeeze.
We fushigied them, and it felt like a testicle. All three of us agreed.
Tanner, Tanner and I... Wait, Isaac, did you touch them too?
Yeah, dude, I fushigied. You did too. Yep. We all did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you put it into the garbage, and I immediately opened it up and was like, yo, Tanner, feel these. And Tanner started holding them.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell Larry.
Were they out of the bag?
No,
not out of the bag, in the bag.
Right. The bag,
the
it wasn't like
the
a problem.
In the bag.
Like, no, do they expect us to cook it? To cook them?
No, I don't think so. I hope not.
Maybe as a gag for, like, Grandpa, you know.
Yeah, put it on Grandpa's
party
head.
Trick.
You go, Grandpa. Turkey.
Yeah, Grandpa, open your mouth.
Just
give a
two nuts on a plate.
Yeah, and then everyone laughs.
I felt bad. I felt bad. Larry was in the kitchen. There was no like diverting or calming him down. I wanted him to just go and just puke everywhere.
I had a plate full of food waiting to be eaten, and I saw that, and it kind of like diverted me a little bit, but I still ate my food. I didn't get to finish it though, but I had 3 days of leftovers, which was great. It was good. It was that good. In my
you know what they felt like? They felt like those magnets that are kind of like round, and you get to like move them around each other.
Oh yeah,
Kroger. Kroger always had those.
But yeah, dude, W Thanksgiving chat. W Thanksgiving chat.
I had probably the yummiest Thanksgiving food I've had thus far in my life. It was really good.
What kind of pies? What was your pie lineup?
We just had a Marie Callender pumpkin pie, but we got sweet potato casserole, delicious. This like cornbread casserole that was even more delicious, and like green bean casserole and mac and cheese and turkey and rolls. It was really yummy.
That was our lineup. That was that was precisely what we did.
Wow. We had the same thing mac and cheese. Miles away.
No,
we didn't have any cornbread. We just had rolls.
Dude, the cornbread stuff was so good.
I love cornbread when it's warm.
It was so good. It was so good.
Warm cornbread with like butter just.
Oh my God.
Speaking of last week's awesomeness, this week's awesomeness, and by this week I mean today, we are dropping a new group video on the channel.
Yeah. True.
Oh yeah.
So
we are.
We're back.
All right.
Oh fucking yeah.
We back as F.
And that took a minute to whip together. God damn, man. Final details are always. There's always so much you can do, and then so much you want to put, and so much you want to make, and then so much you want.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to have it out finally, very very soon. And along with that will come. I mean, if you watch the video, you'll see. Along with that, they'll come around some a few other little goodies with that as well. It's like a little Halloween trick-or-treat.
Yeah, if you guys do follow us on Twitter, you're going to see the little teaser, and the teaser is going to show what is to come after this video. So after this video, then we have another video dropping in 2 weeks, and then after that, the very end of December.
Sorry, I try to make it stop.
You're good, dude.
What's coming up?
At the very end of December, we're dropping. I'm just not gonna.
Go ahead.
We're dropping an awesome video.
We sound so enthusiastic about it. Yeah. We just keep getting interrupted by a burp.
I'm sorry.
We're dropping the zoo video where we went to the zoo and freed all the animals, every single one.
Look, there goes one.
Yep, there he goes.
I remember.
Oh, free, man.
Animals.
His name was Kyle.
Come on out.
All the deer.
Wait. All the deer coming. Come on.
Come on in. Come on, guys.
Dude, my favorite thing I remember from like us doing group videos back then were the thumbnails. Like the ideas that we have for these thumbnails, like for the zoo one, is going to be so funny.
Oh God, these thumbnails.
I think these thumbnails are going to be really good, personally. Personally speaking,
the zoo one is going to be funny. Yeah, that's going to be funny.
Well, even the road trip one's going to be pretty funny too.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the road trip video.
The concept for that thumbnail was that it was going to be front facing of us in the car.
Oh, you're right. Dash cam. Got it. Yeah. I got it.
That's right.
Wait, Willie, did you say you were going to come over here?
Yeah.
We could like photo shoot that up real quick right now when you get here.
Fuck no.
What? Why?
Dude, you are nasally and boogery as hell.
Just don't breathe.
We can get in my car together.
Wow. Yeah, get in my car. Come on, man.
Entrapped with a sick man.
Yeah, come on.
I do have to stop by because I have to give you guys some clothes. So, speaking of which,
I can't wait to freaking.
I effed up so bad this past Black Friday drop. I didn't promote at all. I think I only relied on like emails for this. Also, because like the video that I posted, the vlog I posted too late. It was like Sunday, I think I posted it. But it was to help promote like this merch that I dropped, as well as a few other shirts. And like, it's like Black Friday already happened, and I was gonna get the video ready for Saturday. And it's like, well, how can I do like Black Friday now if it's Saturday?
Cyber Monday.
So. Yeah. Either way,
Wednesday.
I gotta bring you guys your clothes. So
I can't wait to wear them though.
Hey Isaac, speaking of which, where's my first merch I bought from you?
Yeah, Isaac,
years
what
ago?
Is my merch also?
What? What are you guys talking about? What first?
Your Isaac Isaac Y merch that I bought.
Yeah.
You want the hoodie?
Yeah.
I have it.
No. It was the black and white.
I have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I? You want it?
Can I have one too?
Yeah. Hello? I'm dead serious. I do have it. It's in my closet.
You have some?
I do. They're unopened.
You
have an XXXL?
I thought my friends were
XXXL.
Quad XL.
I need an XXXXL.
I believe there's two of every size.
remember.
Wow. Okay. How long have you been hoarding those?
Yeah, what the hell?
Years.
Five years, bro?
Yeah.
I'll take just about. Dude, come on. I'll take one off your hands.
Dude, I know. That was like a past job. I didn't think anyone wanted it. That's like old news. Who wants old news?
I think I've asked you for that exact hoodie of, like, 10 different times the past 5 years.
That's not real.
And then what do you say to that?
Real,
oh, you say it's not real.
I say it's real. Phony feed.
I'm like, hey, where's your merch? And he's like, oh, hasn't shipped yet, but you have it in your closet.
No, that came like months after the fact, and it was just dead stock things that, like, canceled orders and stuff like that. Oh, if you want that, you come over here.
All right. Can I bring up something that's recent?
No.
Yeah, dude.
No, this is only old.
This is only
stuff
the past podcast.
Okay. Yeah, we got to speak about things that are older than a month. Halloween.
Yeah, I'll bite my tongue.
Happy Halloween.
What's up?
So I was gonna bring up the fact that Jay Schlatt had posted his video, and it caused for kind of funny a lot of confusion.
Yeah, a lot of people thought he was coming out as bisexual.
What?
Really?
Oh yeah, he had that bit.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
I saw the thumbnail. I haven't watched the video yet, but I saw the thumbnail in the title.
Is he not bisexual?
I think he is bisexual, dude.
No, he is. I saw the way you guys mingled.
Yeah,
dude, and like he was like about to cry when he said that.
Oh,
did you cry?
I cried when he said he was bisexual.
Yeah, when he told us in private, and that was that.
What do you mean in private? He told you in private?
No, he came out as a Mets fan. Viewers at home, who care? even though his entire life he's always been online, known as a Yankees guy with a Yankees hat that he wears all the time.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, dude. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even know.
I'm glad
he's actually stepping away from his main channel.
Yeah.
So
his main channel.
If you're up to date, like I am, so I watched the weekly.
I watched it too.
It actually gave a lot of insight, you know, a lot of insight that like I can relate to. Because like, remember when we always talk with Grunk, and Grunk is like, dude, like the internet's like frying everyone's brains and whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, Jay Schlatt brings up a very valid point about like the whole boxing yourself in and like kind of following the algorithm and like doing things that you kind of like. You get upset by like a 10 out of 10 on your dashboard, you know, for listeners that don't know what that means. It's, you know, basically out of your last 10 videos, the performance, like how is it compared to every other? So if like in the first 24 hours, your number one out of 10 got 100,000 views, your 10 out of 10 is going to be like 30,000 views in the first 24 hours.
You're just a number on my dashboard.
Yeah. So it was just really relatable, you know, and I was listening to it and I was like, yeah, because we've talked about some stuff like that, but yeah, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. You're like totally right about it, dude. It like fries.
Very good video.
Dude, yeah, it's bad. Like our dopamine receptors are falling bad, and guys,
so how do we entice people to go out and do more and get off the phone less and computers less?
Well, it's up to the user.
EMP.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really just talking about EMP with my freaking friends.
I think we should.
Oh,
bro, hashtag EMP the world,
literally,
baby.
Like, if a nuclear level EMP goes off in Northern Virginia.
Listen, I know it's our job to be on here, but like,
we would never hear from you again,
bro.
Yeah, true.
Bro, we would have to.
No, you would though. We just, guys, letters exist.
Guys,
we can write letters and send it through the mail.
Right, but let's think about how the mail works.
Yeah, they rely on
mail
computers.
They use computers. I say
if some country decides to fuck it, let's bomb their freaking let's EMP their shit. We're done. Like we're just done. We can't do it for more.
What's the plan? We should make a plan right now.
Yeah,
right.
We're meeting up.
What do we do?
Let's publicize where we're gonna meet up when Armageddon happens.
Wegmans. Wegmans right now.
Wegmans. Yeah. Wegmans would be good. Wegmans would be a good place.
Do you want to go to Wegmans? We don't know the address of that.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, when? Now? Because imagine it's falling right now.
Right now? Is it happening?
Yeah.
Right now?
I would say. Damn, I don't know.
Well, I'd
what
say.
About, what about a Waffle House? Because like that's like a funny spot.
It has to be a spot we all know, dude. It can't just be like a Waffle House.
Costco. It's got four. All right, bulk.
Wawa.
TwitchCon. We all know where TwitchCon is.
Wawa.
We all TwitchCon.
Wawa and so TwitchCon. Are we serious?
Wawa TwitchCon.
Hey, you never know.
Drunk, I say you bring You bring as many people as you can fit into your car. Make like a fleet of people.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do like a convoy. Fleet,
and then you have to come here.
Yeah.
Willie, you drive to our house. And we'll go and raid Costco.
Willie, you drive to our house. Tanner, you get a Costco membership and you stock up on all the stuff and you bring it over here.
Ooh.
Isaac, you gather all of the neighbors and kick them out. Because we're going to need all these houses.
We're
going to
need all
friends.
The houses. Yep. Bring in the
Larry,
houses.
Yep.
You Larry, make a video. Make a video. Make a video. Cheetos.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be a vibe. Bro. Like, oh, something big is going to happen. I feel it in my bones.
Chill out.
I feel it. I feel it in my bones.
Dude, I feel it. Something horrible is about to happen.
The fucking tipper is going to tip either this way or that way very soon.
Dude, that sounds so vague. What is it? What is it?
The doomsday clock is closer to midnight than ever.
AI.
We could say that every second of the day and it'd be true, Tanner.
It'd be true. So it's either AI takeover or divine renaissance.
Okay, but what does an AI takeover look like?
Waymo's in your front door. Waymo's in your car.
Jesus Christ comes back as AI.
What?
Yeah, maybe AI is the second coming, bro. The third coming?
Maybe Jesus Christ comes back as a form of AI.
Dude, if I go on the news and I see the headline, Jesus Christ comes back as AI, and it's like a bunch of people gathered around a bot that's claiming to be Jesus Christ, I think that I
no, that'd be it.
That's the
that
day.
Would be it.
That's
my freaking prof, bro. My biology prof, not the same one I was talking about earlier. The actual like established professor.
Mm-hmm.
She uses AI to make her assignments, and it just feels so weird. Like at the bottom of all of her assignments, it says like the construction of this assignment was helped with AI integration. It's like, bro. Whoa.
So students can't use AI, but teachers can.
No, we're giving, bro. I heard. My university is making it like mandatory to take an AI ethics class to graduate, but I'm like grandfathered out of it. But like everyone like before me has to take
ethics class. What does that mean?
It's like, I don't really know, but like, yeah, how to use
it. Don't
use it like,
for evil.
Yeah. Use it for good. And it's like, oh God.
So it's just like common sense. Well, I'm failing to understand.
But even then it's like,
everyone knows don't cheat
okay,
in school.
No, it's really nasty, guys.
It's guidelines to ensure that it's developed.
This is going
to
gross y'all out, okay?
Oh, God.
I saw this, and I bookmarked it because I was, like, in shock. There was a guy, and again, these all might be pots because the fuck... No way it got deleted.
No.
Oh, my God, I think it got deleted.
Just suppressing it, dude.
Wow.
Come on, Larry.
Okay, well, what it was... So, it was, like, one of those guys on Twitter that's, like, on top of business. It's kind of like that guy you follow, Isaac, that you really like. You like to laugh at. It reminds me of that, the entrepreneur that has
passive
like 20,000
guy.
Passive income, yeah, out the ass. But that guy. But it was this guy who said he was basically, he wanted to make a team of people who generate Instagram accounts of like models using AI and basically rank up a bunch of like followings of AI models of people and pretend to be like them. And it's like, we need to like, this is now the time to do this. And everyone in the replies are like, yeah. And then it's like, I already got a new one. Meet XYZ. This is my AI like
Angela.
Model.
Oh.
And it's, dude.
I was excited.
Man, yeah.
That sucks.
We're That's in a time lady. Unlike any other, and it'll only get more and more crazy. Guys, our life might be the most significant lifetime ever, but maybe every generation thought that. But like,
I feel like we haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg.
Because imagine World War
II,
you're like, damn, this is.
Yeah,
like,
I'd feel pretty sick. But this is significant in its own way, dawd.
What if this whole podcast, what if we just became assholes and we did a whole entire hour podcast episode? It was just all AI.
No,
we'd lose everything. I think.
No. I'm not
everything.
Saying. I'm not making that a suggestion. I'm saying like,
I don't know,
what
Willie,
if
I think
like?
You are.
Okay,
I think you do want that, Willie.
You're a big fan.
No,
of that.
I'm not, dude. Quibble Cup stuff. Have you seen that guy? And what
I
he does,
dude. That's terrible.
That's so bad.
That was one thing I laughed at, and I saw a clip where it was like the Minecraft gameplay, and the bot kept rhyming everything. All at once, like it just kept like it kept creating these really
I think I remember
these, like,
that.
These like fusion of words that have never been said before while playing Minecraft. It was so like sophisticated and so like artificial, but
while he was like breaking a tree or something,
it had like a twang of funny to it because of how like what are we saying? It was like so fucking stupid, but yeah, dude,
man,
it's nuts, bro.
You gotta like. Sell like get rid of your authenticity. Like you have to swallow so much. I feel like to post like
100% AI content because it's like for money. You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's just a bad person. Nah.
Dude, money. the only time I'm like even okay with it. What'd you say?
What would happen if Bunny went away?
Bunny or money?
AI's gone. AI's done. It's obsolete.
Money.
Dude.
What the hell?
I was, went away? What was I chatting about yesterday on the Minecraft server? I think. Was it the 50? Everyone gets paid $50 an hour from for 5 days a week.
The existence. For doing nothing. What'd you say? The existence.
Yeah, yeah. You, okay. Picture this. You wake up, and you look at the news and headlines. New deal just signed into action. fuck. I said it so much better yesterday. My brain was more tapped. No, it was the paid for living deal act or something. Paid and you get $50 an hour Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 for just doing nothing.
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 But and then nothing. And then I said I think that all the people who do everything should get everything, and all the people who do nothing get nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's an awesome, guys. Awesome.
But actually, but think about if the people that did nothing got paid, like the people who did something, what would happen?
That's like anger.
Yeah, that's not good.
Isn't that just like
and then socialism?
And then yeah, that's just communism. Straight up.
Communism.
Like,
yeah.
Or where,
I mean,
like,
I feel like that opens up a lot of opportunity.
To find nothing.
Though. Just like enjoying their life, living like no, like,
that's nothing.
That's, okay, yeah, nothing.
See, because I feel like if that were the case, people would just contribute to their local communities more. I'm just
yeah. I was gonna say, aren't there some places? You know, pardon my ignorance, but I'm pretty sure there are some places where like older generation people that cannot work, they still have responsibilities. Like they still go out and they help clean the streets, right. Or like, sweep, or like stuff like that.
Dude, me and my mom were talking about it, and like Because I was talking to her about, like, she was talking to me about, like, getting older and, like, retirement and all these things. And I was like, okay. And she was like, I don't want to retire and just, like, vacation all the time and do nothing. She's I want to start up, like, a small food. Like, I want to make food and give it to people. I was like, well, first of all, oh my God.
I had to volunteer at this food bank, and there was just like 30 old people just running the entire show. It was crazy.
Bro, it's like,
I can promise you.
I want to do the same thing. Like, when I get older and I retire, I don't want to not do anything. I want to still contribute to the world somehow. I know our contribution is making a lot of poop jokes right now, but... I do at some point want to
make poop jokes on the internet,
sort of like start contributing to something. Mm-hmm. Something good, something
greater whole.
The greater
I feel like
whole.
If everybody focuses on their local communities, real change can happen.
Yeah, so it's a local.
Cuz like man, like unless you're in a position to actually like be able to change the upper level stuff, like I don't know why you bother fully with trying to change that stuff because like nothing's gonna change.
Man. Nothing ever happens.
And pardon my ignorance as well if I'm coming off ignorant.
Yeah,
like,
I've
can
noticed.
Really change local stuff if you local elections and like getting involved.
Yeah,
with local
you can change a lot. Being,
communities and
I watched this video about a Costco location, like, and that's it doesn't like sound like it's that impacting, but. It is the most popular Costco, and it makes, I think it was like $500 billion a year. And you guys will never guess where it comes from or where it is.
L.A.
Might billion be with mil. A B? Might be 500 mil. Might be 500 okay, mil. I don't remember. Say, this was a few weeks ago, but.
Yeah, that would have been
I
like.
I tell you, it is smack dab in the middle of Honolulu, Hawaii.
Ooh. Whoa.
And they were talking about how impactful that Costco going and being there was for every single other aspect of like economics in terms of like jobs, food, everything like that. It really did change. It changed the wave.
I have something. Okay, kind of similar. Cause it's about like that. Okay, so when I went with Grant to the racks, we went to like a little flea market. And on the way back, we were talking about like the roads because we were driving on the highway. We were talking about roads. I forget how we got there, but I was telling him how like it's crazy how much responsibility you have when you're creating roads. It's because
because Texas is so many roads, and to get from one point to another, you have to like drive. You basically need a car to fucking live out here. And so like, it's nuts how even just like roads can influence. Like, imagine you fuck up a road, and somehow you designed it in a way that accidentally stockpiled everyone in like one fucking thing. Like, it bottlenecked it, and it caused a lot of delay in traffic, right? Yeah. And all this shit. And because of that traffic, because of that delay, businesses got delayed. Because of businesses getting delayed, there's like this economic shift, and there's like all these things happening all at once, to the point where that business is no longer that strong because of that traffic delay crap, and then that just business goes under, and then the owner has no job, and then that owner, like, it's just like a domino effect. Of that. I'm like, ah, damn,
dude. I had this crazy idea one time, a long time ago. I was like, what if? I don't know if I ever mentioned it on the podcast. What if the roads? You know how the roads are paved, asphalt, whatever. Yeah. What if the roads?
Oh, hexagon.
I did talk about this?
You did talk about this, yes.
Okay, so they're like solar panels, sort of heated, whatever, so like during the snow time and stuff like that, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about this stuff? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that was like tested in Japan,
It was
actually,
tested. I'm
where like sure. They like they do for motion, right? Like they can generate energy based on...
Yeah,
electricity for like the lights, the walk symbols and stuff like that, which honestly sounds like a great idea, but that technology is also super expensive that it kind of outweighs the pros and cons. Just
I feel like long-term it might work.
Long-term?
Body or road?
See, but you need electricity to charge things like this.
What the hell is that, man?
That is the United States' new fleet.
No way.
They're kind of cute. They're kind of cute. I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Can we get one of those? Can we get one of those?
It looks like a Lucy drawing.
Yeah.
Viewers at home, we just saw them. Look up right now. Like, make a new tab on Google and go and search up
the
USPS new truck.
Dude,
that thing is insane looking.
Wait, if you're driving,
you
look around you. See if you can spot it.
Yeah.
You
see one. Do you want to know how much money the United States spent on a fleet of them?
Bills.
On a fleet?
$3 billion.
Yeah.
Yeesh, dude.
You also saw Amazon trucks, right?
My information I'm getting is from the Nancy Pelosi stock tracker on Twitter. So this could just be a headline, but they're saying we've only gotten 612 cars so far. So that's $4.9 million per car.
Wow.
Oh,
that's like
bro.
A fucking,
no
wait,
way.
That doesn't make any
okay,
sense.
That
can't be.
$4.9 million for one car? For
why?
One shitty postal car?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Is it because the rest of the 10,000 haven't been made yet?
I'm pretty sure it's... I'm pretty sure that they have to be like, it's for that. So it's going to happen eventually. But I think as of right now, they've only made a certain amount. Also, I am headline reading a tweet. So
that is
like,
true. Also, why? You know, I need to rant now. Why is it dark out?
Oh, yeah.
It's dark out at 5.
Dude, are you
it's
see,
only
going like,
to get
bro,
darker
it's,
earlier.
It's, y'all, it's 5:30 in the PMs.
Bro, the sun sets like 4:40.
I am done with this wicked life.
Or 40.
In the penis.
I've had enough.
And it's going to make me tired. I'm already sick, and it's going to be bad. It's going to be dark. It's going to be cold.
No.
Like, what the fuck?
Hey. Dude, this weather is depressing as fuck.
It really is.
Hey. Yeah, I feel like this weather in Texas is a million times more depressing than the
weather
in the
world. It's horrible, man.
Dude, it's not even fun cold. It's just like boring-ass, lame-ass, like
boring,
dirty
cold.
Cold.
Yesterday,
it doesn't
I woke
even
up,
snow here.
I woke up and it was rainy and cold.
Oh, buddy.
And then I had to go to class in the cold rain.
Oh.
It wasn't even the wintry mix.
That's not fair. That's not right. Yesterday, I woke up, it was sunny as hell. Today, I woke up, it was cloudy as hell.
You sound like you're in prison writing a letter to your son.
Yeah, that's all my
I
letter.
I woke up today, son. It was cloudy.
I'm sure you're bigger now.
Well, how much longer do we have on this podcast? Do I just like wing it and talk about what happened today? Kind of want to do that.
What happened today? Oh.
You should talk about it.
Dude. All right.
I saw
Beers at Home. This is going to be a great segment. Finally, my pain and
suffering. Welcome to the club, buddy.
Yeah, my pain and suffering has only gotten... It's only gone up. I'm now part of the Willy Club. Very happy to be here.
Okay, pause.
What?
Dude, this is the Willy Club, but the Willy Club is defined as was not our fault. Right?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Okay, it was not our fault regardless. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to the gym.
Okay.
And Long story short, I got in a little fender bender, which is really not ideal. And the way that it happened just makes me so mad. So to preface, we were all at a stop. We were all paused, sitting there in the road. Woman in front of me, like, kind of lurches, just irks forward. Inches, dude, I'm talking. Mm-hmm. Inches. And I do the same thing. And immediately after that, I feel a massive boom back. Yeah, there you go, y'all. Yeah. And I hit the car in front of me.
Oops.
And I'm like, you have got to be shitting me. Woman gets out of her car, gives me a look. All I do is I throw up the classic thumb to the back of my rear view. You know, immediately.
Are you like
that.
This?
Yeah. And she...
Oh, I thought you were going to go like this. I gave her the thumb.
I gave her the bird.
She gets pissed and hit her.
Yeah, I thumbed to the behind me. Guy comes up next to me. He says, we got to pull in. You know, this is like busy road. And I was like, all right, bet. Let's do that. We pull in. I look at the damage on my car, and it's now the front and back are fucked. They're fucked. It's bad. I look at this woman's car. She's driving a 2001 like Corolla. Like, this thing is, I don't want to say it's a beater, but it is. It beats walking. Dude, it didn't look like a single scratch. I think like maybe the slightest entry point on the bumper was like a little baby dent.
They don't make them like they used.
Look at the guy's truck. Nothing. So I'm like, I have just been like royally fucked. I've just been royally boned. Everyone was good. Poor woman was on her way to physical therapy.
Oh, dear.
And it really...
Bless her heart. For what?
Really,
was it for a car accident?
No, she had a fall.
Oh.
You know, and that was, you know, I sat there.
Was she an older lady?
Huh?
Was she like an older lady?
Yeah, man. Yeah, she was older. I would say probably high 60s, maybe low 70s. But she was a charm.
Sounds like weather. Can I be honest with you? Can I be really honest with you, though?
You can be really honest.
Even so, from my experience, and I've said this before too, in a car accident, nobody fucking wins. But in Texas,
the viewer.
You win. What'd you say?
The viewer.
The viewer wins. The listeners win because they get the stories.
Whoever watches it wins. But what were you saying?
I was going to say that in Texas, the bar is so low that, like, you win at the fact that if they have insurance, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Because there's so many people here who drive without insurance that, like, you could be fucked
bro,
for that.
Yes, you
Houston,
can.
Houston, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a very large amount of people that don't have insurance. You know, I'm blessed, man. Like, I'm all good. She's all good. Guy who hit us is all good. We're fine. You know, there was no pain. There was no suffering, personal injury, or anything. The officer, however, that came to, I guess, report the accident, wrote it off as less than $1,000 in damages, which is kind of like an umbrella term that says, you know, this isn't an important crash. Everything is okay. However, the car that I drive
is a Koenig Seg, and it's $3 million.
Yeah,
it's a $3 million car.
You ever tell me?
I'm not sure the specifics. I haven't been able to bring it in, but I sent it over to my technician, and it is not less than $1,000. It is many more $1,000. And
you know,
I feel bad.
Like your mechanic.
Think of Lastly VC
emojis.
2.
Yeah. Yeah. What? What'd you say, Nick?
I said, think of the amount for Lastly VC2.
Yeah, just about. Maybe even twice that. It depends on exactly what is wrong with it. But there's a lot of sensors in the bumper.
Yeah, and there's a hole in the back of your car now.
Yeah, like, and it really doesn't help that the front also had
has
some
another
accents
hole.
Of carbon fiber, which
well,
he also
I have a suggestion.
Out was correct.
I have a good suggestion.
Yeah,
we go to Costco, we get ramen and a little bit of glue, and we shave it in there.
Don't
and
do
then,
that. Yeah,
this is the we need right now. Actually.
We should be doing that.
Fuck.
Yeah,
fuck.
But
hey, I mean,
Mondo.
Dude, shitty, just a shitty start to the day, man. Really,
yeah,
really bad. As it was like, it was blue and perfect yesterday. It was like gray and irky today, and then that happened. I was like, okay,
bro, I wish, I'm very happy that you're safe. Yeah, did you work out?
I did. Yeah, that's good. I just did triceps, dude.
You just like ripped off your bumper that's broken
already. Yeah, you got an angry pump. Yeah,
put in the back of my car. Started bench pressing it, whatever.
If, you know, I woke up, you called me and you talked to me about it. And
yeah, I had to consult Grandmaster car accident.
Dude, fuck off. Wow.
The guy who helped you, you tell him that.
I was like, all right, yeah.
Don't even answer his call. Don't even
answer my call. There's a reason I hit you up. It's because you have experience. You know what to do.
I've had to file several claims on my car
for
accidents that were not my fault.
Exactly why I went to you.
Yeah.
Could have called Tanner. I don't know what Tanner would have told me.
I would have said, fuck, I don't know, bro.
Throw it away. Fuck. Damn. I'm buy it. Tanner would be like, I'll buy it off
I'll buy it off
you. I'll buy it,
man. You want my rap?
If you call me, I would have tried to make you feel better. Be like, dude, if I was there, like, I wish I was between you and the car. I wish it would have crushed my chest. And then,
it should have been me. It should have been me in between your guys' cars.
I should have been there. I should have been there to stop that.
Now you're bumpering your car.
Dude, I'm so confused about how, like, the front of their car looked, by the way. Because I'm looking at the damage on your rear bumper. I'm totally not getting how there's a hole somewhere down here. And then over to the right, there's like crack. And then up here, it's like, it doesn't. And then there's like an actual puncture in your fucking, like, what happened?
Yeah, I really don't know. But what I do know is that the only damage I did to the car in front of me was because I had my tow hook,
license plate
tow hook, completely flung the hell off. I had to go back and find it.
Oh.
But it was like, boom, boom, like it got jammed in a way, and it was plastic, and then it lost some sort of support and just flung into the grass.
Uh-oh.
I had no idea, but that went right into the car. That's
well, if
where
you
that
want,
puncture was.
If you want, we can be driving, and then I'll T-bone you going like 60 miles an hour.
No, please, yeah.
And then we could total your car out, and then just collect it like that.
the technician I texted literally told me I have to be careful on what body shops I bring it into because they could total the car just based off of those damages. Yes.
I don't...
What?
It's okay. It's a roll of the dice. There are some places around here, but it's not totaled in any way, shape, or form. I walked out of this, I mean, not a winner, but
take it to the Willy shop.
I could bring it to
the
Willy shop.
Yeah, Willy knows how to fix cars now.
Really? Okay.
Come on now.
I can get the carbon fiber just right.
I would. However, it is not just a bumper, it's like a computer chip. There's like 14 sensors.
Take it, Apple.
Sensors or sensors?
Yeah.
Computer chip.
Oh,
there would be.
I didn't think about that.
There. So like the sensor itself comes as a sensor, and then that plugs into the wire harness. So it's.
Oh right.
They would never put like an actual like write this down.
That's
get
so.
Out.
You're turning me on, man. I'm really just wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I've taken off a few bumpers harness? In my day. Wire. Yeah.
Look. Oh, look at that guy.
Harness.
Oh. Harness.
Oh. Yeah. No, I mean, I have my warehouse. I've actually had opportunities to repair some cars, and like I technically could, you could tell the insurance company that you want to bring it to my shop.
Come along. It's like, oh, they ran out of ramen, so I'm waiting on new ramen shit.
Yeah, yeah. Willie, what are your financing options here? I say as I the insurance company asks,
dude, I'm already gonna be working on your Miata.
1,000 Willy
Venmo.
Coins
on the
server. You say Willy coins?
Willy coins.
Willy coin.
Yeah, I'm glad though that you're good. That accident was pretty much just a sad situation.
Yeah,
it just sucked. Like
I don't want to call it a nothing burger because it's a burger.
It was a nothing. It was a nothing burger. It was because we're all fine. There was like less than 1,000 damages according to the officer.
A lot of things are nothing burgers when you compare it to like the worst shit ever. It's like dang.
He could have been going 60. I mean, and flying up behind me. My airbags could have deployed.
You could have been 120 right in front of you,
dude. You guys ever be like someone in front of you slams the brakes, and then you slam yours, and you look behind you, and you're like, "Yo,
yes,
this guy's not slamming his brakes."
Yes.
And it's
my god.
Really scary.
The one time I didn't really do it was this time because we were already at a stop.
Right.
So I don't know what happened, and the guy said, "Oh, I should probably." Burp. But it happened. So
Yeah.
I now join the club of the people that have had a car accident and did a podcast right after.
Yeah.
Wow. It's crazy because, like, in these situations, I like to kind of, I know that you were probably pretty relaxed. It's a shitty situation, but like, I know that you were probably like, well, I'm going to ask you then, how were you? Mm-hmm. Were you kind of like relaxed about it? Cause there's some people, they hit your car and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No, they get mad and shit. I was so extreme.
Yeah. I was very laxed. The woman was shaken up. I was just trying to like console her and calm her down because
smoke this.
Yeah. Give her a blunt or something. Oh, wow. No,
officer,
I just
she's
said, like,
smoking. It's smoke.
Yeah, the guy. here, quick. Yeah, he's not here. He's not here yet. The officer's on his way though. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Act natural. Don't freak out.
Keep it in. Don't blow.
Hold it in.
All right, the officer's here. Hold it in. Don't let go. Do not blow out. If I'm going down, you're going down.
Immediately arrested.
You're coming with me.
Yeah.
But to answer, that's crazy. To answer your question, I was chill, you know, I was just sitting there like, you know, listen, y'all, like, yeah, this shit sucks, but we're all good. Like, we good, you good? Okay, cool, you good? Okay, I'm good.
Dude, there's accidents like that, right? And then there's accidents like mine where I was so disoriented and like I had a concussion and I didn't even know what was going on.
Those folks did not help. Your opposition.
It was pissing me off, and it wasn't even my situation, man. Oh, my God.
They were terrible people.
Really bad.
Just a preface for all listening at home, this happened, the accident that Willie Chan here was in right after some donuts. The family of the guy that was really just not obeying the law showed up and was just hostile.
He accused me of making a U-turn in the intersection that I didn't do.
Yeah, the guy who wasn't there decided that he was going to chip in about what happened. Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
He's just lying.
He's probably paying like $1,700 a month for car insurance, so who's just a real winner?
Yeah, I mean, he's a classic example of 17-year-old kid and why 17-year-olds have such high insurance rates, because he crashed into
in
a,
Texas.
You know, very
also,
car.
That kid was going like 50 miles per hour in a residential 30. So
he was.
I will say though, and I'm glad that this happened with Isaac because I wish someone told me about it. So for anyone, this is basically the car accident podcast. People usually get in accidents listening to us. So look,
if someone gets it, it does happen.
I was going to say, I wish that someone guided me on this because, I mean, probably they did, but I had a concussion, so I didn't know what the fuck was going on. But Isaac was hit up by someone at Audi, and Isaac was talking with the technician about it and kind of how much it would be. And he's like, make sure that you file for a depreciation, whatever, for the accident, right? Because, like, when your car gets into an accident, it depreciates the value. I didn't do that on my car. I wish someone told me that because I lost so much money when I sold it because of the fact that like there was an accident reported on it. And so
at least you can get depreciation.
So like if you were to sell your car without an accident on it, you can sell it for a certain amount. But when people look at the Carfax and they see that there's an accident on it, they're going to significantly lower the amount of money they offer you because it was in an accident.
Yeah.
My car, it was in
it's
an
like
accident.
Field tested in CSGO.
It was like Counter Strike. Yeah, so it's not factory new. It would be minimal wear, but in this case, it's like well worn around there. Field
it's
tested.
Starting to make more sense now. Okay.
Yeah. So my car, the airbags deployed, and that's like a big red flag. Like a lot of these companies, they don't like it. It doesn't matter if it was rebuilt by like God himself. They will not.
What?
They don't care. It was certified.
If God
pre-built.
Came down.
Don't care,
like,
bro.
Let me help you out, buddy.
If God came through as an AI,
like put, and it's like gold
it
everything
care.
And like diamond
literally,
encrusted.
What the hell happened to the conversation I left off?
God can make cars.
God can come down.
He can.
Again. Well, go on. God can come down.
I was saying that my car was in an accident with airbags deployed, and even if God himself came down and repaired the vehicle, it would be on the Carfax.
I didn't know God made cars.
And they don't care.
Yeah,
that's
God does make cars. The Carfax is like, I didn't know that it was such a used system that people.
God makes cars and it's called Ford, Larry.
I knew it.
Seen the commercial? All dealerships just go to the Carfax.
Yeah, show me the Carfax.
Man, I know it's that deep. That's so stupid. Did you let them know about the Carfax?
It's called Dodge and Chevy.
God.
Yeah. Okay. It's all right.
Sorry. God makes vehicles and Camaros. God made one vehicle, okay, one vehicle know, only. Okay. It was a 69 Corvette.
I know we're coming up on a very on the very end here. I just want to say there's one topic I forgot to mention. I just wanted to quickly kind of dance around, if that's okay with you guys.
So we're recording. No, okay. No.
We're leaving. Thank you guys so much.
I had my first
10% off.
Oh, okay.
Short-circuit Larry.
Please. I had my first experience with
they're gonna say I had my first accident.
No, yeah, yeah. Speaking of accidents, I actually got one, a really bad one actually yesterday. I forgot to tell you guys, I'm actually
not even seeing your neck break. Oh god.
Wow.
Here's at home, there's a hole in Larry's head.
They put a valve back.
No,
here.
I had the my valve. First experience with Jehovah's Witness. Let me tell you, it was something. Wow. I thought it was going to be like some people, because it was like two like older gentlemen, and I thought it was going to be like,
oh
like,
God,
you know, hey, can we, you know, you want a new roof? I was going to be like, no, but it was like, they were like, I forget what they told me at first. They said they wanted to talk about something. They didn't say about like life or whatever. They want to talk about something. So I was like, okay. And then they asked me about my faith, and I was like, I don't really practice anything right now.
Christian.
And they started asking me about like a few other things, and then I got into a conversation with them. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then, so I stepped outside. Like, I closed the door behind me. I step outside, and I'm like standing there with them. And then I slowly start to realize, I'm like, oh, crap. Because then I get handed a pamphlet, and it was like Jehovah's Witness. And there's like they were telling me about this like book I can read in the QR code I can scan. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then they were telling me that like that we were all gonna die one day, and that we were gonna come back to life though, and that the people who sin are gonna like basically like rot in hell pretty much. And I was like, okay, I got it. And then they brought up a lot about Adam and Eve. They kept bringing up Adam and Eve a lot.
They love doing that, bro. Okay, wait. Can I explain? First of all, what were they wearing? Were they wearing their Sunday finest?
They looked like they were from Home Alone, because like it was like two guys. One of them was really tall.
Harry and Marv. Harry and Marv showed up to Larry about the Lord.
Yes. And like,
oh my God.
No, they had like they had these like old like it was like a brown wool sweater with like the hat that Nick wore. Okay. You know that hat that
the
you
beanie?
Got?
Yeah. No, paper boy.
Yeah,
the
like paper boy. Oh my God. Yeah. They were wearing that. They had a scarf. They had gloves on. Part of me thought they were about to sing like a Christmas Carol thing. Like, I thought they were part of like sort of like Christmas, like something. Whoa. And I was like, wow, okay, it's going to be a cool experience. But it was, it was Jehovah's Witness. And I was like, wow. There it is. It was kind of like, yep. And they were both very old. So it was they look kind of cute. Aww. It was like,
What were their dimensions and proportions? Whereas one,
they were
like tall,
bro.
Tall.
Mario,
Luigi.
Yeah, they were both tall. They were skinny. They were tall. They were just kind of like, they were sweet, but it kind of started rubbing me in the way where it was like, it kind of felt like Nope. You ever seen the movie Nope?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where there's like a really off-putting niceness to it. Like,
yeah, it's like a cultish niceness.
It's like, there's nothing wrong about what's going on here, but like the demeanor and then the words. So nice. And then when they started talking about like people who like sin and then people who are like, and like our revival of like ourselves, like we're going to revive and we're going to have paradise on earth. They're telling me like, what do you think about like no pain ever? I'm like, that sounds great. They're like, okay, well, there's going to be no pain and there's going to be no sorrow. Nothing.
What's your favorite food? Cheetos? Cheetos? Okay, yeah.
There's going to be infinite Cheetos.
Bro, I'm not even kidding
made
you.
Made of Cheetos
like,
and honey.
That probably would have happened too. They told me like, okay, what's your favorite drink? Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
the rivers flowing with Dr. Pepper.
Everywhere.
The lands are covered with hot Cheetos.
Did you know that Jesus loves Dr. Pepper too? And
can I tell you? All right, wait, hold on. I want to make an analogy here. I was thinking about it for maybe 4 seconds, and I want to get it off my chest. I'm 99, and someone please correct me if I'm wrong. I think Jehovah's Witness is referring to, it was, I think it's a separate witness or a separate account of Jesus. But the amount of importance that this Jehovah's Witness person, whoever documented whatever the hell, to me, it's like the equivalent of a Bible Time streamer being Jesus. The Bible is the cameraman documenting it all. And the Jehovah's Witness is like someone who saw it happen from across the street. And that's the validity that we're given, and that's how we're here. So naturally, I was raised.
Are you saying like Jehovah's Witness is like watching a clip out of context and you yes. make your whole impression?
Yes.
On
yes. Yeah. Yes, pretty much. That's at least that's how I was. I was raised religious. I was raised in a Christian household, and that's what I was told. I've never engaged with a Jehovah's Witness. I try my best to just
dude. Keep my nose forward. You know what my funny ass dad would do?
Slam the door in their face.
No. We'd be watching football on Sunday football. And then he'd see them walk up the street and he'd be like, oh shit. And he'd close the blinds and he would turn the TV off and tell me to go hide in the
oh shit.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, don't make a noise. Don't leave.
That's so funny.
I'm like, okay, yes, know. Yes,
it,
sir.
It gave me the vibe that, like, if someone who was really down in life were to encounter them, I feel like that's, like, the sinking of the claws go in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
That's how they lead.
Because I looked it up online. I was like, Jehovah's Witness, like, you know, whatever.
These guys?
Admittedly, I looked at Reddit. Sorry. I looked at Reddit, and there was this person talking about how, like, they hated being Jehovah's Witness because it's so much, like, restriction and a lot of, like, forceful, like, direction. Like, you're only made to believe what you're told to believe without any other outside, you know, whatever the fuck. And everyone kept saying cult. They're all saying, like, it's very cultish.
It does kind of strike you as a culty sort of thing. It's weird.
Right.
No shame. It was,
to be fair, like... Not that I'm like, oh my god, they were so nice that I want to join, but they were very like sweet in a sense. Like they were like just chill for the most part, you know, whatever. Yeah. But like I said, it was that kind of like chillness that was like.
Did they try and get you to come to church for one day?
They did. Sunday. Yep, no, Saturday. They actually.
And they'll never ask for money.
Man. They love being different.
They'll never ask for money, bro. Yep. Saturday. No, they're not. No. Yep.
You'll be there. You'll be encouraged to donate.
Yep. And
I'm pretty sure all of that's voluntary because that is their contribution to their faith and to the church or whatever they have. I'm pretty sure it's all voluntary.
Yeah. It's a pretty common practice in a lot of different like religious.
I'm all for people believing
animals. And he was like, you know, human or man has a strong connection with animals, and then tied it back to Adam and Eve.
Yeah, your dog.
How they're like, man is supposed to care. And handle it was just like that whole thing, and I was like,
yeah, it was. It's interesting.
I'm all for people believing what they want to believe. I consider that a form of solicitation, regardless. And they don't actually. I just looked it up. They don't consider it a form
of
solicitation.
They see it as outreach.
They look at it like they're not selling anything. Like you know,
it's like whoa. It's just on the table.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you can partake of the fruit if you wanna,
but it'll cost you.
It'll cost.
We will ask
also,
for
also,
donations.
Hey, we're going to come back again. We're going to put on the table once more.
Hey, we didn't see you this Saturday. Where were you?
That's crazy.
I talked about my experience, didn't I, with the... I don't think they were Jehovah's Witness. They were just Mormon folk. But they like...
Oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah, Mormon. And they like they called me on an unknown number after I like
that's blocked right. Like, where were you?
Yeah.
No way.
Coming to church this Sunday?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
You gave
it's actually like a horror
crazy.
Movie.
Yeah, dude, why would
well,
you
yeah, because it was like, I thought it was gonna be a cute thing because I was
like a text or something.
I was with a girl and I asked her, "Do you want to go to church this Sunday?" And then she was like, "Maybe, or something." I don't even remember what she said, but I didn't get a clear enough answer to steer me away from it. So I ended up giving them my number, and because I thought we were gonna go to church on Sunday.
Man, y'all both got hooked.
Yeah, it was just me. I got
hooked, line, sinker.
Where's Chicago?
Illinois.
That's in Chicago.
Yeah. I'm asking, where is it?
Oh, it's up there.
It's in Illinois.
Okay, just making sure.
Why?
I thought I saw a video about the Pope. Where
the Pope's in Illinois.
He's from Chicago, and someone said that he was Chirac. Like he's the only Pope
he's a
that's ever eaten.
Thug.
That's crazy, bro.
right out of Chirac.
That's crazy.
We sworn him into the Pope office.
What? He's a gangbang.
He is. He can get down in the streets. He's like chill.
Dude.
He's the chill Pope. First chill Pope.
Okay. I was gonna say that I think there was like a video I saw on TikTok where someone was like telling him that he was like the first pope ever to have like a Coney hot dog or something like that, or like whatever. I forget what it was. I was just trying to find where hot dogs. I don't know. It was just something Coney about him dog. Being like, mm-hmm, a like Chicago he agreed dog. To it.
Just something yeah. about
is that pope agreeing to eating hot dogs?
There's no way. That's an impossible Google search. No one done that.
The people's pope is eating a hot dog in Chicago. The first American pope isn't just a holy figure. He's one of us. Okay, never mind. Wrong. Fucking
wow.
He's one of us.
Join
us.
Great advertising for whatever Coney plays. Be Coney's.
Wow.
Selling Coney.
Dude, yeah.
The pope's favorite.
Coney.
Yeah.
The pope every, ate it. The pope every ate
single,
it.
Every single hot dog stand in Chicago has yeah. that.
Pope ate this one. Pope ate this one. Come
pope
here.
Pope said he likes this one.
It's
this
holy.
One in particular. Oh,
it's holy.
It's a Chicago yeah. accent.
He's from Bless Chicago. He's from, yeah. yeah. So I have the video here, and the guy says, how does it feel? Or he just says, like, you've had more hot dogs than any other pope in history. And the pope just, like, agrees, and he, like, raises his eyebrows and, like, smiles.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You like that?
Hell yeah.
Oh, he responded and said, only with mustard. That's what he said.
Only with mustard?
Down he's just a mustard yeah. guy?
Down interesting. Down.
Dude,
see,
I
like mayo. I like a good mayo dog.
Good mayo.
We
dog.
Know, bro.
Like
we
a
know.
Good mayo dog.
You like mayonnaise.
We I know, love mayonnaise, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all
right. I like to make it gloopy too. Ketchup, mustard,
okay,
mayo.
Moving on.
Okay. Elias about to gag. That. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Everything Podcast once again, yes. where we talk about Thanksgiving, Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, car accidents,
hot dogs,
and hot dogs.
The
Pope,
the state of affairs.
Yep. Who yes, just who cares? Yeah. The Everything Who Cares Podcast.
The Everything Burger Podcast.
Make yeah. sure y'all use code group 10% off. Double cups are here. However, yes. I will be so real with you. They will not be here forever, and they will be out of stock again soon. So
they will be gone.
Act now, or dude, it's over. It's like you'll never get one. Sorry.
Also, thank y'all for listening, because y'all have a lot of hours. I was looking through a lot yeah. of the wrapped
yes.
up stuff, and like
the you podcast.
Guys shout out! Shout out to the 0.1%. I know.
Yes.
Real talk. Real talk.
Yeah. Like, I'll say crazy. Shout out to the 5%.
Shout out to the 5%. Shout out to yeah.
the
50%. Shout them all out, dude.
Everyone.
Shout out everybody. Shout out the world.
Shout out
the world. And
shout out
Code.
Without you, this podcast would be nothing.
Visual listeners. Everyone.
It'd be nothing.
Thank y'all for watching and listening. Y'all have a good rest of your Fridays. Take care. Enjoy the video as well on the group channel, by the way. It's
yes,
up
sir.
On the group channel.
Out now.
Yeah.
Out now.
Yeah.
Maha. Goodbye.